You're listening to a podcast from thebodypro.com. The following podcast was recorded at the 14th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections, also known as CROI 2007. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.
So my name is Dr. Wayne Duffus. I'm the medical director for the HIV-STD division of the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control, as well as I'm also a clinician who sees HIV-infected patients at the University of South Carolina School of Medicine.
So tell me, what did you find that was most interesting at this conference?
Well, I like the studies pertaining to breastfeeding, particularly in the countries where we have such a high HIV prevalence, because the recommendation has always been, if you're HIV positive, not to breastfeed, because it represents about 30-50% chance of transmission to your child.
Right.
And so that's a first world policy to a third world country, and so we have to think about what does that mean. But as it turns out, that the breast is best is always a policy that we have used, but if you're recommending otherwise, it turns out that the higher mortality is associated with formula fed infants as opposed to breastfed infants, and that was a big surprise to me, even though there was some data surrounding that previously, but we've gathered more evidence for that. As it turns out, that if moms formula feed, they might decrease the risk of transmitting HIV to their infants. However, there's an increased mortality from diarrhea and malnutrition overall. We find that the risk of transmitting, of course, is greater if the mom has a very low CD4 count as opposed to a higher CD4 count, and that exclusive breastfeeding is associated with a lower risk of transmission. The question then comes up then.
Exclusive
breastfeeding, as a mom breastfeeds only, as opposed to someone who does partial breastfeeding, where water or fruit juices and so on is mixed in. And I don't not quite sure understand what the pathology is, and I believe it has to do with maybe a disruption in the membrane of the intestine that allows access of the virus through. So, yes, babies will be born HIV-infected if you breastfeed, but there are more children who will die from malnutrition and diarrhea than those that will die from being HIV infected, which is hard for us to put our brain around, but the numbers are quite staggering. And I am trying to recollect the number. But, you know, if I were to make it up, if it would be 30 kids who would acquire HIV as opposed to 3,000 that would die from malnutrition and diarrhea. So the contrast is really dramatic. So then you have to wonder if our policy that says don't breastfeed is really the good thing to do. And I know Dr. Tracy Creek did a study in Botswana where she showed from the slide where once the government instituted a policy of not breastfeeding, the rate of malnutrition and diarrhea just skyrocketed, and so many children were dying, more than were dying from HIV. So I think we have to go back to the drawing board to think what else we should be saying, and maybe exclusive breastfeeding is breastfeeding only and nothing else, for at least for the first 6 months of the kid's life, is probably a better policy.
At least in the developing world.
At least in the developing world, yes, at least in the developing world. I think for the developed world, where we have, you know, clean drinking water, you know, and it's access to medical care and so on, and less infectious diseases associated with GI illnesses, then that's a good strategy. But in the developing world, it's probably not. So to me, that was pretty striking finding at this conference.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from thebodypro.com. For more podcasts and full coverage of major HIV medical conferences, please visit us online at thebodypro.com.